Welcome to Jim's Movies and Jump. I'm your toy, that's J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And today's episode, we're talking about phasers and lightsabers and all sorts of weapons. We're talking about the best and the funnest weapons in movies.
The funnest?
Yeah, some are fun to watch.
I like the idea of somebody like, oh, this is the funnest way to die.
Well, don't tell me you wouldn't shoot somebody with the RoboCop gun.
Of course not. I can handle the RoboCop gun.
You probably couldn't, because I guess like the arm is made for it.
You would assume that thing is like super automatic.
And he stands still when he's firing, but look, he has some serious fucking kickback, doesn't it?
He's got that weird like side body fucking. Yeah. I didn't know.
Give me a drop
that.
It.
Drop it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking awesome. I remember seeing that for the very first time, watching RoboCop for the very first time.
And you're like, shit, his leg like, opened up.
Yeah, because like you see him shooting first. Then you see his leg open up when he puts the gun up.
Yeah, doesn't he spin it too?
He spin it
just to like be even more of a badass.
Yeah, because he tears that fucking like whatever it's called,
the target, I guess.
Target thing. He fucking destroys that shit.
And he's all bullseyes.
Yeah, shoots a dude with the nuts with that gun. Jesus. Jesus!
He shoots a guy out the window with a gun who turns into, like, puppet arms.
You know what? In part two, he walks into a warehouse and doesn't even bother to fucking aim. He just... Remember, at one point, he turns his head away, turns his body away, just fires, like, in a dude's general direction and fucking destroys him.
I got enough bullets in this thing. I could just shoot.
He never reloads. I never saw RoboCop reload, ever.
Maybe when he puts it in his leg, it reloads for
him. He reloads himself, but then, you know, it's like... But
I mean, I'm cheating for the movie, but who knows?
Yeah, he walks in the room and just clears the room and then just, fuck it. Keeps going.
I mean, what do you expect from RoboCop?
He has that fucking John Woo, Inspector Tequila, fucking ammo, unlimited ammo.
Yeah.
Just cap it away. What about Blade Runner, Deckard's gun?
See, the thing about Deckard's gun is that people like it because it's Blade Runner.
Yeah.
In all actuality, you don't get to see it that often in the movie.
You don't. I saw it online recently because I was going to buy it because I want to have it. I want to have my sonic screwdriver, lightsaber,
Blade Runner gun.
I'll land. You never know what's going to hit you.
Yeah. Robot, fucking Cyberman.
Sith?
Yeah. I mean, they could all be robots technically. But
yeah, basically. They could all break into your house and, you know.
At any time. You want the King of England just walking in here, pushing you around, telling you what to do? I got the right to bear arms.
Yeah, so... So anyways, I was going to get it recently. I looked online and I saw the best detail on it. From online.
Adam Savage from Mythbusters.
Yeah.
He has a show online on YouTube you can see. I think it's like Adam's Man Cave is what it's called.
Yeah.
And he has a 30-minute video about how he made his replica of the Blade Runner gun. And it's super detailed. It's super interesting, I guess, if you're into kind of like prop replicas and just want to learn about the Blade Runner gun in general.
Yeah.
And he even says it himself that the Blade Runner gun, not in the movie that often. Like, the reason people like it is because, you know, they're into Blade Runner, want to learn more about it.
Yeah.
You know,
don't really
see
that much at all.
The dual triggers, the light on the side that lets you know when you're fucking, what do you call it, when you're out of ammo.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's super cool. Like, there's even, like, on the stock, like, the barrel of the gun is from, like, an old rifle.
Yeah.
If you see it, it has that kind of reloading like you would with, like, maybe a Springfield.
Yeah.
Like a bolt-action Springfield, I should say.
You know what I wonder? I wonder about the prop guy. He put so much into fucking making that gun.
And then fucking, what's his name, just slaps it away, never to be seen again.
Never to be seen. Actually, they throw it back to him.
Well, what's her name picks it back up and she shoots that guy with it.
No, at the very end, after Roy Batty takes it from him like he's a bitch.
Well, I mean,
he
like
eventually does get it like from fucking what's his name, Edward James almost.
Gaff
gives it to him. He just kind of throws it to him on the roof.
Yeah.
So you kind of see it get tossed around like it's not nothing.
Well, like I said, also in the movie, and what's his name, Adam Savage brought this up, that in the scene where that guy does slap it away out of Deckard's hand,
yeah,
is like a fake, like it's a prop,
yeah,
like it's rubber. Because it has to go sliding on the ground. They're not going to chance messing up the real one.
Yeah.
So when you do see it get slapped, you can see it move and, like, rubber shake and shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So I guess it adds a little sound effect later.
Well, no. Like, when he pulls it out, it's real.
That's how when it gets slapped. When it hits the ground.
Yeah. They add the, like, scraping metal. But that's Foley work. Like, we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
Breaking celery for bones and shit.
Yeah. I was going to bring up phasers for Star Trek. But I actually want to bring up something else that I totally forgot to mention on our Star Trek episode. Yeah, I forgot to mention this. I actually watched Star Trek recently. The 2009, you know, J.J. Abrams Star Trek. And I actually mentioned that I like Enterprise. That model into Enterprise. Well, Captain Archer, which was the first captain, is mentioned in J.J. Abrams' movie.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So that's kind of cool they did that. They linked it together.
I guess I'm not a big Enterprise fan, so I wouldn't. I'm not a real Star Trek fan to begin with.
Yeah, I just like everything Trek. But anyway, phasers to stun.
Yeah, but it's pretty lame.
When they're set to kill, man.
At least in fucking Wrath of Khan, they turn you into bones and shit like that. Yeah,
because it does it most of the time. It makes you go all skeleton-like, cartoonish.
Ah, you get like an arch in your back for some reason when you get hit.
Yeah.
At least in the old ones, you remember that? Everyone who got shot was always like, arch their back real hard.
I like seeing them go like warp speed. You see everyone just kind of lean back in their chair and put their head back. Like,
yeah.
It's fucking goofy. Goofy is all shit.
They should have like a lowrider dude who's just sitting in the back there and he like slides down in his chair a bit. Yeah. Are we going to go fast or what, SA?
Yeah, phasers are cool. I mean, they're set to stun most of the time, but yeah, they're cool, but they're not set to stun.
Yeah, when they're set to kill, which isn't too often, I guess.
Yeah, we have to really haste the one to kill them. I guess they're really...
Well, they're not fucking like military guys either. Yeah, they're like, not. They're...
Which I did find out, they do have a kind of like a Navy SEAL version of, I guess, the Starfleet.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Because they're similar to Navy.
Yes. So well, that's why they're admirals
SEALs.
And
shit. Yeah, so they have the SEALs.
And a fleet.
From what I heard, you know, whatever. You don't show them that much.
I'm not a Star
Trek. I mean, they're shit set to kill.
I like real movies, like Star Wars. So, yes. Lightsabers.
Lightsabers, right. The very first time you saw a lightsaber.
Like, ever?
Like, in Star... Let's say, first time I watched Star Wars, you see a lightsaber, and you see your first lightsaber battle. Mm. As a kid, what was your impression?
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. All right. I was, like, as that fucking saber, like, lit up, and it was like... Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. My boner practically did the exact same thing. It's... Yeah. I waved it around.
What about watching... Sitting through...
Did I ever tell you, Internet, about the lightsaber I have tattooed on my penis?
Do you?
I do. Specifically for that reason. So I can go...
Ew.
I didn't say it was a long lightsaber. Let's not get... It's more of like a light dagger, but...
Anywho, getting away from that.
Now, I want to talk about my dick more.
Let's get away from your dick. Let's escape your dick.
You can never get away. Not even Snake Plissken can get away from.
I should get like a fucking, like a Power Rangers monster.
And like set it next to it and shit?
No, I mean like
for perspective.
Get it tattooed on my penis, that way it grows.
Hey baby, want to summon the dragon's oar?
I should have it tattooed like a flute.
Play a skin flute?
Yeah.
Or
a whistle, so I should blow on my whistle.
Yes, thank you, Flo Rida.
Yeah.
God. I was going to say, you should get it, like, make it look like a syringe, where, like, you need 100 cc's of hot beef injection stat.
Anywho, you're watching The Phantom Menace for the first time.
What?
It's boring, right? You're sitting there like, this is some kid shit. They all out of nowhere, holy shit! Darth Maul shows up with a double fucking lightsaber. It's like a double rainbow.
Well, I knew he was going to have the double lightsaber.
Yeah, but seeing it in action, though.
I mean, it was cool. Like I said, I've told this story a billion times, thinking this guy's going to be, like, the star of the next few movies.
Yeah, which could have happened if they played the cards right.
And you want to talk about a disappointing scene with fucking weapons. When he gets cut in half, I was, like, the saddest motherfucker in the world.
Well, his lightsaber got cut in half. He had to do it with just one. I was sad as fuck.
Well, it would have been cool if he picked up both of them. Didn't he pick up both of them and fight with two?
I don't think he did.
Or who was that fought with two lightsabers? Was that Qui-Gon? I don't know.
No, I don't think it was Qui-Gon. I don't think so.
What movie am I thinking about?
I think about probably the show.
The show?
Yeah, I don't remember any. Maybe my mind is fucked, but I don't remember anyone fighting with double lightsaber.
I'd have to go back and watch it. It's happened in the prequels. Somebody fought with two lightsabers, like one in each hand.
I don't know if he did that or not. Now I think about it,
because they had like a blue and a green one. It doesn't matter. So,
what about that purple?
Purple, the Mace lights? Windu.
Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty sweet. I mean, it sucks though, because he fucking had to hear the fucking Darth Sidious go no, like a fucking retard. God, that was so bad. Ah, I fucking hate those movies. But, I mean, other shit was going on. Fucking Boba Fett's Mandalorian armor had, like, fucking flamethrowers and...
Yeah.
He's got a neutron detonator.
Yeah.
Well, that was Leia, who had the fucking neutron detonator. Or no, a thermal detonator. Because remember 3PO's? Because he has a thermal detonator. And then Boba's in the back, like, picking up his fucking gun, like, I'm just going to shoot this motherfucker. If we're going to get into swords, let's talk about, I don't want to say for sure, maybe our first time ever seeing a really good sword fight. But.
I'm trying to think of really, my first time seeing a really good sword fight, there wasn't Highlander.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up, Highlander.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else.
With the Kurgan, there can only be one. Like, every time I think awesome. Highlander, I always think of the Kurgan screaming at.
Actually, I have the katana.
Yes, I know.
I had a fucking katana, along with my sonic screwdriver and everything else I have.
With Raphael size and, like, what else? I've got Finn sword from Adventure Time. Why not? I got Cloud's Buster sword.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not, right?
But, man, that was so cool. And then when they fight and all the sparks are going everywhere and
hell
shit.
Hell yeah. And then, like, shit's just blowing up.
Blows up just because of the awesomeness.
Yeah, that movie was just so fucking awesome. Did you see a wrestling match with the Freebirds? The fabulous Freebirds, right?
And they were even using Freebird rules in the match?
Yeah. They want to do the moonwalk?
Yeah.
Like they did it anyway? Fuck it. Man. Jesus, that's so awesome, man.
See, that's like... I think we talked about, like, remakes before. Like, Highlander would be a movie that should be remade.
Yeah. They're going
to
do it.
And they're going to, so...
Isn't Tom Hardy planning that, too?
I know Ryan Reynolds is supposed to be in it.
I thought it was Tom Hardy. Well, I heard it. They did go with Ryan Reynolds at one point.
Isn't he Connor?
I have no idea. I think you should totally just reboot it with a totally different McCloud.
I mean, you might as well. Like,
there's so many of them.
Like, all I'm going for is seeing dudes get their fucking head cut off.
Yeah, it doesn't have to necessarily be Connor. It just fucking be, like, whatever, Steve McCloud.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
I was going to say Duncan, but that's the other.
That's the other guy.
He would have to have, like, a name like that.
Yeah.
Liam McCloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Can't be something like Curtis.
Curtis McCloud?
Yeah.
Why not?
That shit sounds kind of tight.
He's Black Irish.
Yeah, there you go.
Like the bass player from Thin Lizzy. Ah. Did you know that?
Did not know.
Yeah, he's a black dude. He's Irish.
Ah.
And he's an awesome bass player. We're not talking about the world's greatest bass players right
yeah.
now. But there's he is pretty good.
There's plenty. We've got a dude that we got to bring up fucking Spinal Tap.
Yeah. Well, just go listen to Bad Reputation by Thin Lizzy. And yeah. You'll see how good he is. But anyways, so fucking... The Kurgan and his awesome ass sword. He had like an old timey, like fucking Conan sword that he was swinging around.
Yeah.
Compared to fucking Connor's goddamn samurai shit that he got from a Spaniard played by a fucking
Scottish
man.
Yeah. I wish they had like the Scot to play it, to be played by a French dude.
Yeah. They were all fucked up. Well, maybe they foresaw that we would intermix our races and that's how it would happen in the future.
But in the future, they'll all be aliens anyway from a different planet that they don't recognize anymore.
Until Dr. Feelgood came around in part 3.
Yeah. I swear there was an instrumental of Dr. Feelgood.
I believe it. I think there was. We saw it on YouTube. Sounded like it.
Yeah, I figured because I listened to the first, like when they fought, when Kane, I think his name was Kane. When Kane fought Connor.
That's the magician dude.
Yeah, the magician dude. He killed Mako, took his powers.
Yeah.
Mako's still talking shit, headless. Like, there could be only one. He starts laughing, like, headless on the ground.
Yeah.
Sideways.
And he's like, I rolled into some dirt.
it's in my eye.
He's trying to push his tongue so his head rolls the other way.
Yeah, but it's kind of cheesy. They get locked. He takes his power, and they're like, the fucking cave Zen because he's so awesome.
Was part 3 the first one where they acknowledge that, like, you get their power?
Yeah. Part 3 is the one to acknowledge that. Because I remember...
Because wasn't part 1 like you only get like memories or... I don't even think you get anything. I think it just makes one less person around for the quickening.
Yeah, that's what they did. I have a feeling that fucking the show, because around that time the show was still on, did something in which they acknowledged that you do like get memories or something over time.
Well, the show did say like, let's say the guy was like a skilled like metal worker. You would get something from that.
Yeah.
Or he was, like, skilled with, like, a pole or something, like Donatello.
Yeah.
You would get that power.
I remember the fucking dude from Fine Young Cannibals?
From the show?
He was on the show. His thing was he'll shoot you a couple of times until you fall, and then he'd just behead you.
Yeah.
What a dick.
He's smart, though. He's playing the game.
Is that the rules? But yes.
Well, who said you can't? You think if there was Highlanders in the Old West, they wouldn't shoot you first?
They probably would.
Maybe tomahawk your head off?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That would.
But since we're talking about swords, Conan has a pretty sweet fucking sword.
He totally does. He knows how to work that bitch, too.
Yeah, it might take him a few hacks, but he'll get your fucking head off.
Yeah, he would.
He solved the riddle of steel a long time ago. And he also knows what's best in life.
Yeah.
But
he ain't afraid to punch a fucking camel either.
No, and then in the sequel, the camel gets its revenge by spitting on him.
Yeah.
And
gets his comeuppance.
Yeah. And there's also a pretty sweet staff in that one, too.
Yeah.
Grace Jones.
Yeah.
Because whenever she sees a staff, she takes it.
She grabs him and takes it.
Makes it hers.
I remember seeing, like, if you watch...
I guess what I'm trying to say is Grace Jones knows how to work a pole.
Yeah. Dolph Lundgren knows about that.
Boy, does he ever.
Like I said before, Grace Jones is the only Bond girl that made it seem like she was taking advantage of Bond.
He's like, can't we just talk, get to know each other? I'm going to grab you. Mixing the characters up, but who gives a shit?
Yeah. I always imagine her basically fighting alongside Conan and then like raping James Bond, then growing a little older and trying to get Eddie Murphy some pussy and boomerang.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I'm not wearing any panties.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
I remember that because she's like takes him off like in the middle of the meeting, I think.
Yeah.
Walks around with ass out.
And she puts him on his head.
Yeah. And I remember she was like, she said something about pussy and everyone's like, shocked.
My word.
My word. And then she's like, what's wrong?
It's just a nice little word. 3PO. Am I right?
Yeah, there you go. She's like, it's just pussy. Pussy, pussy, pussy. She just starts saying that she's walking with no panties around.
Well, this isn't the Grace Jones show, so let's get back to fucking weapons.
Yeah, indeed. She could be used as a weapon.
Could, like her personal self? Just pick her up and throw her?
Probably.
Conan pick you up and throw you? Like when
totally
he,
would.
Like when he fucked that witch and then picked her ass up and threw her in the fire? You remember that?
Yeah. What about the Masters of the Universe sword?
Oh, he like the movie He-Man?
Yeah,
or
the movie He-Man.
It wasn't as cool as the like cartoon He-Man sword.
Yeah.
But then again, like it couldn't have been that detailed.
It couldn't have been. I think it's kind of cool they have KFC, didn't they?
They ate, I think, nondescript chicken.
It was a bucket of chicken.
Yeah, but it was like... Oh, no, it was ribs, wasn't it?
It was a bucket of ribs. You're right. It was a bucket of ribs.
Because Man-at-Arms was all like, yeah, we used to eat this all the time. And Tila was all fucking at arms, huh?
Yeah.
She was up in arms. But, like, I want to say fucking Lord of the Rings has some pretty cool swords in it, too. Yeah. A little movie that I'm sure no one's ever seen called The Sword and the Sorcerer.
I never seen it.
The dude in there, he has a sword that like shoots the blades off of it to like stab people. But his sword is three swords like in a row.
Yeah.
On one fucking like hilt. So he's essentially just swinging three swords at you.
What about Blade?
Blade? He's got a pretty sweet sword too.
Yeah.
He's got that fucking like I don't know, what would you say, like a defense mechanism where the blades
like you fuck with it and it spins around and like little blades cut you up.
Yeah, that one dude fucking learned it the hard way, lost his hand.
And then he finally grew it back, I think Blade cut it back off again.
Yeah, well he didn't grow it back.
He grew back eventually.
No, he grafted another hand on it.
Did he?
Yeah.
This is for part one, right?
Yeah, he just stuck another hand on
it. No, I'm thinking about the guy Blade actually cut his hand off, his arm off, on purpose. That guy messed up, characters messed up.
Oh, alright then.
Yeah, because like, he totally just fucked this one guy, cut his arm off on purpose, and lets him go.
Another pretty sweet
weapon. Or did he set him on fire? He fucked this dude up.
Either way you look at it, he fucked this guy.
Yeah, Blade's kind of a dick, when you look at it.
People want us to talk about probably the glaive from Kroll the Conqueror.
Yeah.
Or Cole the Conqueror.
Yeah.
You know, that fucking, like, not disc thing, but it's like the blades that you throw.
Yeah.
And it sticks and shit. It's kind of like a ninja star, but not really.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some more sword-like weapons.
There's one weapon we haven't talked about. Weapon X. Wolverine. He's a human weapon.
Yeah. He does have adamantium rage.
Yeah.
You know, snick, snicked, bub, is what I say before I get into every fight. When I pull out my hands. Snick, snicked, bub.
There's also,
Thor's hammer.
That's what it was.
Like, who was it? It was like dwarves made it from a dying star, and it's imbued with like elvish magic.
Yeah. What about Captain America's shield?
Yeah, that's pretty fucking sweet too.
Half adamantium, half vibranium, right?
Yeah. And at the time, it was the only, like, supply of fucking vibranium they could find.
Yeah. Before, like, you know, Wakanda. Black Panther just kind of just start throwing it around everywhere.
Look at this shit, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
He had vibranium necklace. He didn't know what to do with it.
Vibranium spin chain.
Yeah. What? He had vibranium rims and shit.
I like the fact that Black Panther's as badass as he is. He had a wife. I don't know what's going on right now. I've been slacking on reading Black Panther. But he had a wife who fucking weather goddess. But he needed bodyguards anyway.
Those two bald chicks?
The two bald chicks. I thought it was funny.
I don't think he needed them. I think it was just tradition that they were around.
There's times he just threw them out there to fight people for him. And he just kind of sat back and chilled.
He's like, ah, whatever. Go out there, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in that case, Iron Man's whole suit of armor is a weapon. Yeah,
Iron Man's whole suit is, in fact, a weapon. He built a bunch of different ones, so...
Well, like Whiplash's fucking suit of armor was pretty sweet. Well, not his suit of armor. When he had that kind of prototype one, that was pretty badass looking.
Oh, man. I really, really wanted him to wear that throughout the entire movie.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. But at the same time, he couldn't fight Iron Man like that because Iron Man punch him and he's fucked up forever.
I like the fact... I mean, I feel like a skilled director could have found a way around that.
Yeah. There's no arguing with that. The answer is yes. Let's see, what else? Like, there's a lot of shit that I want to bring up, but I can't think of a movie specifically. Like, there's plenty of axes that are pretty awesome looking.
Yeah.
Like Gimli's axe from Lord of the Rings. The axe gang from Cobra.
Oh, yeah, the axe gang.
Where they spend, clanking like, away. Yeah, they spend most of the movie just clanging them together.
The fucking knife he has. Like, the...
With the, like...
Grimna has with the little spikes on it and all.
Yeah. And the weird, like, curved blade.
Yeah.
Pinche.
There's also the BFG from Doom, but I guess
that's from a video game.
It's from a video game, so I don't know if that really counts or not.
I don't know.
We're really talking about movies. I mean, if we talked about video games, there's plenty of stuff we actually touch on.
But there's, like, other, like, normal shit, I guess, that are technically not weapons, like the flamethrower from Aliens.
Yeah.
Or Alien, I guess.
Yeah.
Or the...
Oh, the fucking Gatling gun for Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah, the fucking, I think it is just a Gatling gun.
He just recognized Gatling gun.
A mini gun.
Yeah, a little mini gun in which he just fucked over all sorts of cops.
Or he cuts down like a fucking good half of the forest.
Yeah.
Just shooting into the fucking forest. Remember when he's like, they killed Billy?
Yeah.
He wastes like an entire fucking 1,000-round clip on fucking cutting down the forest.
Are you talking about... I think you're talking about Predator.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You got it mixed up. Yeah, well, did he just use Gatling guns in two different movies? No, that was Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, he uses
Jesse Ventura uses a Predator. Which is pretty awesome.
And then Predator's fucking, like, stick with the knives. And then his fucking Wolverine claw.
Yeah, oh, speaking of stuff like that, Rambo's knife.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Rambo's bow and arrow.
Oh, there you go. With the fucking, like, explosive tips.
Yeah.
Blowing the fuck out of everything.
Coming out of the water. Kills a fucking helicopter.
He does. No, actually, he acts like he crashes his helicopter and then shoots an arrow through the fucking windshield.
Yeah.
Through a hole that he probably punches in the windshield to make freaking shoot through. Blows it up. There's a lot of arrow work going on in Rambo. It's pretty awesome.
I want to think of
the fucking John Rambo. Or just Rambo.
When he used the last 50 movie. Cal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he tore down a whole force.
Well, he didn't do it Jesse Ventura style, but it was still pretty sweet.
Well, he did this one dude close range. Pretty fucked up.
Yeah, he like liquefied that guy. And in that same one, he uses his knife to like disembowel that one dude.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome, too. Like, I want to think of some sniper rifle shit, but...
They had some sniper rifle actually going on in that. They also have some in Expendables 2.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of some other shit.
Van Damme had a sweet knife in Expendables 2, didn't he? They kicked this to like somebody's chest. Thor's brother.
It was a pretty, like, it was an okay looking knife.
Yeah.
It didn't look like as huge as fucking Rambo's knife.
Nah, Rambo's the king of all knives besides Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
That's really... Yeah.
That's not a knife. That's a spoon. Alright, I see you've played Knifey Spoony before. Huh? Pretty sweet Australian accent,
that's
wasn't it?
I cannot do accents.
Come on, do it.
Oi! Oi, look at that knife!
Yeah!
That's a sweet knife you got there, mate.
You know what's a stupid weapon from Crocodile Dundee, too?
What's that? The fucking boomerang he took off the fucking...
Yes! That's exactly what I was talking about.
Takes like a little end of the limousine and just throws it.
Wasn't it Carl Winslow did that?
You know, I got in trouble as a kid for doing that. I saw a limousine. I just pulled the little part off and just threw it. It just fell down. I got my ass beat. Because we can't afford to be vandalized in fucking limousines. It was a Mercedes-Benz limousine, too.
God, you... What's the most expensive limo I can vandalize?
I didn't know any better.
You're like, no, I'm part of the Bush tribe or whatever the fuck he said he was.
Yeah, he held on to that fucking knife, too. He even brought it to, like, to L.A. We fight with the L.A.
Where he stabbed a fucking mechanical snake.
Stabbed a shit out of it.
I only remember that from the trailer, people. I never saw the movie.
You know he finally gets married in that movie?
To who?
To the chick he's been with the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, he's all older now and shit. They already have a kid who's, like, fucking old enough to, like, know how to hunt with him and shit. And she's all, like, telling him we should get settled down. He's like, I don't know. I'm afraid of commitment and shit. And I'm like, come on, dude.
Really? It's been, like, been like 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It was just ridiculous.
If now's not the time to commit, then what have I been doing this
whole time? He probably does propose it in the movie, and then, like, I think they kill a crocodile at the wedding.
Jesus.
Because he has his best friend that hangs out with him sometimes who does the same thing, who's kind of visiting. I remember, like, the last scene of it, a crocodile does something pretty shady. He can't remember what the fuck it is. Like, grabs something, goes into the water. So they both take off their tuxedo jackets and go towards the crocodile, and it ends like that with playing Land Down Under.
God. And they drank a Foster's. Is there anything else? There was a koala bear somewhere. They jumped into a ruse pouch and bounced away.
God, I want to see that movie again.
I guess we can kind of bring up the, like, resurgence of the bow and arrow for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it. I think, like, I don't know if it was... I want to say it was Hawkeye. I really want to say it was Hawkeye, but I just don't know if it was Hunger Games or not.
I mean, well, technically, no, because, like, Legolas was rocking the shit out of bow and arrow in fucking Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And that's...
I mean, they brought it back, even though someone else was doing it way ahead of time, but...
But Lord of the Rings wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago, but I think it caught popularity around the time of Avengers and, you know, Hunger Games.
Yeah, I mean, but Hawkeye's fucking shit was way better than Katniss Everdeen's.
Yeah, Hawkeye is just the shit, man. I would just love to see Hawkeye just do stuff. I think we already talked about him doing, like, what he's currently doing in the show.
In the comic?
Oh, no, I mean, currently doing the comic book is what I meant to say. It probably guest star every once in a while on the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
I feel like if you're going to do that real-world Hawkeye, you would have to focus on real-world Hawkeye the whole time.
I mean, stay away from, like, all superhero stuff, just real-world Hawkeye. And having to bring up the Avengers every once in a while, make comedy out of it, the fact that he's a regular dude.
Or, like, in the comic book where they're like, well, how come you're not hanging out with the Avengers right now?
He's like, look, dude, I have other stuff I can do.
Yeah.
I don't do that all the time, man.
He's like, I got a life. I'm a convicted felon. I can't be doing that shit.
Yeah, hanging out with shady characters like the Hulk.
He is a convicted felon.
Of what?
He was originally a bad guy, Hawkeye.
Oh, he was a bad guy. You're right. Totally was.
But, his, like, bow and arrow set, where it explains away how he can pull out all the trick arrows.
Yeah.
Unlike Green Arrow, who just has, like, a boxing glove arrow at his, like, beck and call. There's, believe it or not, I know about the fucking Hunger Games. And there's gonna be a dude on that who's got a pretty sweet fucking weapon.
Yeah.
Finnick. He's got a trident that he fucking stabs people with.
Awesome.
You don't see a trident these days.
You hardly ever see that shit.
Outside of Aquaman and maybe, like, whenever they bring up fucking...
Probably like Percy Jackson and shit.
Yeah. Well, isn't he going after... No, the new one, he's going after a trident, right?
Yeah.
Like, other than fucking... what's his name? Who's the ruler of the sea?
Poseidon.
Yes. Other than Poseidon and Aquaman, you don't really get to see, like, sweet trident action.
Hardly, if ever.
Unless you're watching, like, a Gladiator movie. Like Gladiator.
Yeah.
Then, like, in the real world, like, the Gladiators had a thing, the Kestis.
Yeah.
Which was, like, the original brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to see that come up. I mean, you don't get to see brass knuckles too often. Outside of, like, a wrestling match.
Nowadays,
where somebody pulls it out of their tights, punch, put it away.
Most likely Rio Regal.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't do it anymore because he fights fair.
He does the, like, one arm behind his back, shake hands.
Well, maybe he should have fucking used it if he would have never lost to Fandango.
Oh, God. But, that movie fucking Dylan Dog, doesn't he hit somebody? Doesn't he hit Kurt Angle?
I think he hits Werewolf Kurt Angle.
A pair of silver brass knuckles. Also would be in my Werewolves on Wheels movie.
Yeah, Kurt Angle? Why not?
No, not Kurt Angle, but just greasers with fucking silver brass knuckles.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Why not Kurt Angle, though? He's good. He could be a werewolf on a bike.
No.
I would put a wig on him and make him have long hair. I think it'd be funny.
Beard.
Yeah, long hair beard.
Have him chase people around with an axe like he did on TV.
Yeah.
And then have him fight Quentin Rampage Jackson. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you know that?
Oh, they're actually fighting?
Yes.
Oh, I know that Quentin Rampage Jets actually just signed up for TNA.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything happen yet. Yeah. Is he already there?
Yeah, they've already talked about it.
So he's already on the show?
Yeah, well, unless it's new to tape and they're barely going to air it. But that's not what we're talking about. So. Yeah. We can even go like simpler fucking weapons. The Warriors and bats, or the Baseball Furies and their bats.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Like, there's a... Oh, what the fuck's the name of that movie? God. Like, usually whenever you get a movie that's, like, set in the 50s, you get a pretty sweet, like, improvised weapon fight.
Yeah.
Like, The Outsiders or something, where everyone's got, like, pipes and chains and fucking boards with a nail in it and shit like that.
Oh, let's not forget about Old Boy with just simply a hammer.
Where it's fucking hammer time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of get hammer shit these days because of horror movies, but not like in an action movie. No one ever just straight picks up a hammer.
It just goes at it.
And beats up people for like a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, Thor.
Oh, fucking, fucking the guitar from Desperado. The original character, the original guy that played the main character in Desperado has like the little machine gun guitar.
No, that's part two.
Yeah, I mean, well, El Mariachi, the original guy that played El Mariachi.
Yeah, he's the guy.
He's in Desperado with the
machine gun.
Yeah,
and the other random guy with the missile launcher.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, suitcase full of guns. Well, a guitar case full of guns.
He had all kinds of guns, like in From Dusk Till Dawn. They had that dick gun.
Oh yeah, the dick gun.
Or like the two fucking
barrels
what do you call it?
And shit.
Well, they had the one barrel, but the two.
Not barrels, but the fucking, like, I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah, where you put the bullets?
Yeah.
Where his balls?
We're fucking dumb right now. Our minds are focusing. We're totally gone.
But,
we're stupid.
You know what's funny? Like, there's no reason that gun should shoot.
There is no reason that gun should shoot.
Like, I remember...
I was wondering, like, how does it come out? If it's, like, one thing and, like, two...
Like, it's not feeding bullets into anything.
Yeah, and the way it's onto the side, it doesn't really... You know, it's just... It's not practical.
No, but it's a throwaway joke from Desperado.
Yeah.
Remember, Selma Hayek picks it up, and she's like, what do you do with this? And Robert Rodriguez said in, like, the DVD commentary, like, I'm gonna find a movie to put that in. Which, that character, Sex Machine...
Yeah.
Played by, like, I guess, makeup artist legend Tom Savini...
Yeah.
Has a pretty sweet weapon that I'm surprised I've... Barely getting around to a whip.
Oh yeah, whips are awesome. Indiana Jones,
of course, the king of the whip.
Yeah, whippy good.
But even Indy doesn't fucking rely on only
no
a whip. We don't have a lot of time. Trying to move us along. But even Indy doesn't only rely on the whip. He fucking shoots that one sword guy.
Yeah, he shoots the fuck out of him. I hear because Harrison Ford was sick that day.
Yeah. And literally said, why don't we just fucking shoot this guy?
I guess, why not?
I mean, in Temple of Doom, he has a machete, but I guess in movies you don't see too many machete things going on.
Not this is Jason or some shit.
Yeah.
Or a machete.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Point proven.
There was a lot of machete in that.
Actually, there was a giant machete that he threw in that. You remember that?
I've never seen machete.
You're not really missing much.
I went out of my way to miss Machete. I went out of my way to miss that. I just want to see Don Johnson, really.
He's pretty fun. He's going to be in the new one. Yeah. I don't think
Is
his character died. Yeah.
No.
I don't think his character died. I'm going to see the new one out of, like, fucking... What the hell else am I going
to
do?
I got to watch the original just to see the new one. Because Machete Kills sounds like, yeah, that's what he does.
It's got those great actresses, Michelle Rodriguez and Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
You know, those Oscar winners.
Yeah, they're totally Oscar winners. I wonder if, like, Michelle Rodriguez is going to play a tough girl this time.
Let's hope. I mean, it'd be, like, a stretch for her character.
Yeah, it really would.
I mean, she's never done that ever. So.
Yeah, I wonder if, you know, Jessica Alba's going to just be hot.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
I know she's always putting on great performances. Why not just be hot?
Yeah, time? She's done a lot of period pieces.
Yeah.
Where she used a very convincing accent.
Yeah.
But we can bring up Dirty Harry's Magnum.
Yeah. Which is pretty awesome.
Another pretty sweet gun that I guess like isn't like the focus of the movie. But in Snatch, when Bullet Tooth Tony has the Desert Eagle.
Yeah.
And he's like fucking dressing those guys down, where he's all like, yours says replica, mine says Desert Eagle .50.
Man, like fucking, like, for example, Last Action Hero had a fucking sweet axe scene. Which, the Ripper throws the axe and, like, fucking barely misses Jack Slater. Mm-hmm. I know the names of the characters.
It also has a pretty sweet contact lens joke.
Yeah. But I fucking love the Desert Eagle in that movie.
Snatch or Last Action Hero?
Well, both. I mean, it just made me think about Last Action Hero, the Desert Eagle he had in that film. You know, cop standard issue that he carried around with him.
Yeah. And Stallone being in the Terminator.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He's a great actor. I'm trying to think of some more, like, future weapons.
Future weapons? There are also the fucking lasers that shit in Terminator 1 and 2 when you get to the future.
Yeah, there's also tanks rolling over skulls. Tanks
and, like, fucking flying devices and all sorts of shit, man. That they totally just dropped the ball on when they did Terminator Salvation.
Yeah, well,
they got a chance to actually give us that future we wanted to see, but instead they gave us, like, something else.
They gave us a bunch of bullshit.
They're trying to remake Blade Runner, basically what they're trying to do. How about some nunchucks in this motherfucker?
Ah, fellow chucker, eh?
That sweet ass Bruce Lee nunchucks he has going on.
Who brought nunchucks to, like, the Western world?
Yeah, because, like, you know, he did it in Enter the Dragon. It was a big deal. You know, it was awesome as fuck. He also did it in Way of the Dragon, or Return of the Dragon, depends on what you want to call it.
Was that the Chinese Connection?
No.
No, that's the...
That's what he directed, which he had to take a shit a lot for some reason.
That's the one where he fights Chuck Norris, right?
Yeah.
Alright then, yes.
I like the fact he directed it. He made it funny because he didn't want to be a superhero all the time. He wanted to keep kind of grounded. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a scene in which he goes to a restaurant and he can't really read anything. I think he's in, like, Europe or some shit. He can't really read anything. And he's, like, pointing at pictures of stuff he wants. Or, like, not even pictures, just, like, stuff randomly.
Yeah.
And they give him, like, a bunch of bowls of soup and shit. And he just eats it all.
Well, I'm here to tell you, as somebody who's traveled around the world, I have done that. I'll find the McDonald's and just point at the burger I want, hand them money, and hope to God they give me back my change. The right kind of change. It's like, I think this is a 10 here. Oh, cost me $10. All right, whatever. Not going to argue with you. I don't know why I ordered spaghetti in a McDonald's anyways, but because it exists.
It does?
Yeah. But what's cool about the nunchucks from Bruce Lee is that he made them popular in America. Like, in China and, like, let's say, maybe even Japan. But, like, in the Western world, we didn't know, like, what nunchucks were. We just, whatever. And over there, they were sort of just, like, not a big deal. Like, when you thought of weapons back then, it was a sword. Or, like, a naginata or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the weapons came from, like, tools that people had.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say like a kunai, but like a scythe or something.
Yeah.
So, the nunchucks, who the hell's going to have nunchucks laying around? Yeah. Bruce Lee sort of was like, hey, this is a badass weapon. Everybody check this shit out.
Look what I
can do. Yeah. Like how flashy this shit is, motherfucker.
Yeah. Also, if you look at Game of Death, he did use a couple of weapons just in that movie alone. He used a little, like, I don't know what it is, but kind of like an antenna thingy that he smacked the dude in the face with.
Game of Death is the tower?
Yeah, the tower. He's fighting his way up a tower.
Yeah, that's that jade, like, stick.
Yeah, he starts tapping it.
Apparently, like, there's a whole story behind that about how you have to be, like, flexible with your fighting, like, with the stick.
Yeah,
which is why he used it.
The whole movie was, especially the jumpsuit, the whole movie was basically his family's kidnapped. This is the original story before they did the American version, which they had to film around it and just use the footage they had left.
When I was a kid, I liked it, but then again, I was like 8, so what the fuck did I
do? I love the American version of it, which is directed by the same guy who directed Enter the Dragon.
Fuck, we should have brought this up when we talked about remakes.
who also directed Black Bill Jones.
Really?
Yeah, same guy.
There's a pretty good weapon in that. Panties.
Oh, yeah.
This disrespectful motherfucker threw his panties at me.
Like the fact that she's trying to put them on in the middle of a car chase. She's like, what are you doing? You don't need these. Just throw them. Yeah.
And it luckily hits the guy in the face.
I like the fact that he beats up everybody. She just kind of helps them into a dumpster.
Yeah, to murder them, because doesn't she put the compactor on?
Yeah, she's crushing all of them. And we're just laughing our asses off the fact that she's just committed outright murder.
She's picking guys up out of the soap.
I like the fact that she's picking some up, but they're just kind of going along with them.
Yeah, she's not strong enough to pick them up, so you can see the guys like throwing themselves into them.
One of them she picks up, she's like, come on, sweetie. And she's kind of helps them into it.
Yeah, I think he brushes his legs off before he jumps in there.
Yeah. What the fuck? But anyway, yeah, so he's, the whole story is he's working his way up the tower because they kidnapped his family. Well, some kind of organized crime kidnapped his family, and they're telling him that he needs to fight up this tower to get this gold that's there, a treasure that's open for anyone to come in and challenge. They're like, we have gold, but you can have it if you want, but...
But you gotta get past, like, this judo guy and...
Yeah, so basically, so they got him to do it. Of course, he has people with him, and they get beat the fuck up, and then he goes in and saves the day. And,
he gets big footprint by Kareem.
Yeah, so the whole deal was, he wanted to show that, not to have a form. This whole movie was actually made to showcase Jeet Kune Do.
Like he would say, you have to be like water?
Yeah. So, that's why he used so many different weapons. He used a little antenna stick thing to smack a dude in the face. He used, like, the actual two-handed sticks. He got to a fight with that. And they had a sweet-ass nunchuck fight that was, like, super extended in the original version that was cut down for the movie they actually released.
That sucks. I'm going to have to go back and watch that. I want to watch it.
If you can find a documentary online, maybe YouTube or so. I'll probably post... You know, I'll actually post it on our Facebook for anyone who's interested. They have a documentary talking about the Game of Death and the making of it, and then they show, like, all the footage that was cut.
Well, I'm interested in it. Yeah, you've at least got one person to see it.
Yeah, so it's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
We can't go far without mentioning Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, he had another sweet action going on. Actually, all the Ninja Turtles had stuff going on. I hate the size from Raphael. I don't know why they like him.
They seem impractical, like, compared to everything else. I mean, yeah. Let's face it.
Besides, like, stabbing pizza, eating from it with eating pizza off of it, which he did in the cartoon and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember if he did in the movie. I think he just did in the cartoon.
It just feels like a sword. You know where you're at with a sword?
Yeah.
With the bow staff, like, you can get a little distance from, like, your enemy. Yeah. With the sai, like, you gotta get right up on him and stab him and shit.
Yeah.
Which brings me to another cool weapon. From Predators, the prisoner guy, when he's shanking the shit out of that one
Predator. Oh, yeah, that is fucking awesome.
And that he just jumps awesome. On his back and starts stabbing him like a crazy monkey
was it,
or
was
something.
Was it Cletus Van Damme?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was Cletus Van Damme was shanking in that movie.
He fucking lights that fucking Predator up, man.
Yeah, Predator's not too shabby either with their fucking, like, lasers that blow down trees and shit.
Yeah, but that's cheating. This guy had, like, a little knife.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you want to go with it, you know, it's pretty cool to have that. And amongst, like, the little claws that come out. They're, like, the little stick things they have. Like, they have all sorts of weapons and shit. Remember Danny Glover got to a fight with a Predator with this, like, double-sided, like, fucking Star Trek
stick?
Yeah, Kirk versus, like, fucking one of those lizard people kind of weapons.
They also had that disc thing that you could throw.
Yeah.
And then,
decapitates people and...
And then when he gets his respect, when Danny Glover, of all people, gets respect from the Predators, yeah. They give him that old-ass gun.
You know, one of the skulls in there?
Is an alien skull.
Not only that, but I think one of them, I don't want to say it was that one, it could be that one, was made by Adam Jones of Tool.
Really?
Also, he made one for Ghostbusters as well.
That's pretty funny. The proton pack, that's a pretty good weapon.
Yeah, the proton pack is pretty awesome. What about the slime one? It's not really a practical weapon, but it gets you dirty and shit.
Yeah.
It feels kind of funky. It gets you in a good mood, actually.
Yeah, that is literally what it does. Yeah. You can hook up an NES Advantage to it.
Yeah.
Run the Statue of Liberty like a big game, like a mech. A mech suit. Speaking of mech suits, this movie hadn't come out yet, but I pray to God, Pacific Rim.
Oh, Pacific Rim is going to be off the fucking chain. It's the kind of movie we actually talked about countless times. Man, should make a big-ass giant robot movie, but they never do. Now they finally did.
Yeah. So, and I hope it's awesome. That way people are like, why didn't we do this sooner?
Yeah, we could have totally done this a long time ago.
But what's awesome is when they show that fucking, like, rocket punch.
Yeah.
Where, like, you see the big turbine engine, like, turning on to, like, make that punch stronger.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Big O.
Yeah, know? Big O. Showtime.
Yeah, and that piston punch.
Yeah.
All I know is, as a kid, when I saw Big O do that fucking piston punch.
Yeah.
I learned why he was called Big O. Because I Big O'd all in my pants. Seeing this robot blow off somebody's head with his fucking fist.
That was such a good fucking show.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Yeah. It kind of felt like it was Batman, but without the suit. Yeah, big robot instead. Because he had his own little big old mobile, I guess, like a car that he drove around. But it's just kind of like he didn't really do anything with it, but just driving around.
That'd be great if it was like a big O's mobile. And speaking of Oldsmobiles,
yeah.
We can't go far without mentioning Ash's chainsaw arm.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Sweet. That's a good one. You know what I was thinking the other day about that? I was thinking to myself, he took a fucking, like, nice armor, fucking, like, metal medieval hand. It made it work where he could actually do shit with it. What the fuck?
Yeah, it makes no sense. I mean, if you want to get into it, he had a book
Yeah, he did have a book that told you how to do it for some reason.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can buy, like, The Man with the Iron Fist.
Yeah, because he literally now has Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much he can do.
Yeah.
Besides make a fist.
I can see that. I can see, Jackknife with his gun, with his sword.
Well not really knife. His knife gun.
Knife gun.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
My boy, Jackknife.
Wade Wilson, because he wasn't really Deadpool in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
And his katanas.
Yeah.
The idea that Ryan Reynolds is really spinning them katanas.
I think it's funny that he practiced so hard to be so badass at it, and he just, like, fucking just CG'd it.
And then they whatevered his ass.
Yeah.
Well, if he is going to do Highlander, then maybe he can show that shit off.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just thought about that. Yeah. Maybe he want to get some more sweet sword action going on.
Oh, spin.
All right, let's not forget the sweetest weapon out of all the weapons we talked about today. Riddick's cup. His little, was it teacup or whatever?
Yeah, it was like a little tin cup.
Yeah.
And he puts it down. They're like, what are you going to do with that?
They would kill us with a teacup? Yes, I would kill you with a teacup.
And then he fucking kills that guy. And the next guy, he like puts like a quarter down.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, fuck this.
This counts as a weapon, I guess, as well. When Batman, Mask of the Phantasm, which was actually a movie with the
game. Oh, the salami.
The salami.
Yeah.
Could have reached for a knife and went for salami instead. That was pretty awesome. Slapping bitch with salami.
You almost get the idea that Joker probably would have preferred the salami. It would have just been funnier.
Well, he could. Well, the salami is actually further away from the knife. He went out of his way to get the salami. He could have easily reached the knife.
Oh, that's funny.
That's all time for today's show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Please rate and review us. Check out our blogspot at jimsmoviesandjunk.blogspot.com. Check us out on Tumblr. Rate and review and subscribe to us through iTunes. Check us out through YouTube. We're all over the fucking internet. Please just Google us. You'll find us. You just throw a rock on the internet. You'll fucking hit something. I'm the notorious J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And I bid you a good day.